With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And you're very welcome back to the programme. Now then, it's always great to feature new theatre companies and productions on the show. And this next one is bringing a play to the Cork Arts Theatre this week. It's called Big Fellas. And to find out more about the company and the show, I spoke to its producer and co-founder, Hannah Maunder.
So the production company is Chomp Chomp Productions, and it was founded by myself and my sister Nuala. So Nuala studied theatre and drama studies. She focused on playwriting and directing. So she writes all our shows. And then I came on board. I studied law. So I do sort of our business stuff and I'm the production manager. And then I also make our costumes.
Well, listen, how you find time in the field of law to also work on costumes and seamstressing and adapting things is pretty phenomenal, Hannah. But I love the way that you have kind of combined talents and interests because you plainly share so much in common. So this particular play then, Big Fellas, as soon as I saw the little radio symbol in the logo, that kind of piqued my interest, of course, as well. And the storyline is really, really quite interesting. So tell us about the overarc of the plot without giving too much away.
Big Fellas follows six students who are trying to revamp their college radio station. What starts as like a passion project between these friends quickly goes sour as there's different opinions on how they should be running the station and their friendship fractures. It's an allegory for the Civil War. The events and the characters in Big Fellas are inspired by history.
That's an extraordinary layering of stories. I mean, on a very superficial level. And I know my colleagues here, if I was looking at them through the window now, would be roaring laughing at me saying, we're full of egos, left, right and centre all over the floor, but we all pull together. But you can see how it would be a perfect sort of melting pot and platform to put people who would all be opinionated and certainly quite happy to disagree from time to time. And definitely rooms with egos in them, that's for sure. But bring it to the deeper layer then, the allegory of the Irish Civil War. And I can see straight away then, obviously, where Big Fella and Big Fellas comes in.
Yeah, we wanted to focus on the Civil War because myself and Nuala have a real interest in Irish history and it's the centenary of the Civil War. So we thought it was a perfect time to put those interests into a play. But we didn't want to just do a normal retelling. We wanted to showcase the events in a new light and sort of by bringing it to sort of a modern space and putting the characters in an arena that people might relate to it more. So they'd be able to put their selves in the shoes of these like great big historical figures and maybe sympathize with like exactly what they were going through when everything was going on with them.
I suppose by taking the treaty out of it, it allows you to explore conflict and resolution and friendships and loyalty and definitely, yes, those egos, but arguments and persuasion and things like that as well outside, to take a step back, I think, if you like, from the treaty fraction at the beginning and explore the directions people went in their various journeys as a result of it.
And we also wanted to set it in a radio show because we felt that Michael Collins and Eamon de Valera are also, or have become sort of synonymous with being the voices of Ireland during the Civil War and then de Valera up until the 1970s. And so we wanted to show how powerful and charismatic they were to the people around them. And that's sort of shown throughout the course of the show. But then at the end, when the Michael Collins allegory dies, his voice is taken away from him. And that impact is felt in the same way.
Really, really, really clever writing. I mean, I know you can talk about Nuala because she's your sister. If I was chatting to Nuala, she couldn't be boasting about herself. But you plainly think like her writing has incredible depth to it.
Yeah, she is, well, I'm obviously very biased, but she took the events of the Civil War and I think humanized them in a way that allowed people to relate to the characters. And on a surface level, I think you can watch Big Fellas not knowing anything about it and still come away with a powerful story. But if you do have that extra level of knowledge, it's a richer experience. And I think that is a very difficult balance to accomplish.
The casting of it then, I suppose, is quite interesting, isn't it? You know, when you want to think about the characters that you are drawing on to tell a story from the Civil War and portraying them within this modern radio station, how did you go about that? Or did you just go with the character, I suppose, the character traits as opposed to physical characteristics and physical embodiment of somebody?
So we went with more the character traits because we have some, so we have say an Arthur Griffith, but he is played by a woman. Some of the people have gender swapped, but we went for sort of the actors who could embody the main characteristic of that historical figure. The only ones that we knew we were going to keep was the Michael Collins, De Valera, and then we also have Kitty Kiernan and Harry Boland as well. So we wanted to keep that as it was, just so it was easy to see from the audience what was going on there.
Come here, Hannah. It just sounds so, so interesting. Like you said, people can go along and just watch a play about a radio station going down the tubes, or people can come along and read the various layers into it and draw the comparisons if they so wish. It sounds super, super interesting. Really, really keen for people to see it and tell us what they think. So it's opening on Thursday night. You're running for 4 nights, is it?
3 nights. We close on Saturday.
Oh, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Sorry. Yes, my apologies. Yeah. So Thursday, Friday and Saturday only. 3 nights at 8 o'clock in the Cork Arts Theatre this week, starting from the 26th, so obviously to the 28th. And all the details for tickets, as usual, are on the corkartstheatre.com website. Hannah Maunder, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so, so much, and wish you all the very best of luck with this. Indeed,
thank
I'm
you.
Sure that if you did imagine taking over a radio station once you've this done, there'll be no bother to you at all. Thanks so much indeed.
Thank you.
And it's called Big Fellas. You can find all the details, of course, on the Cork Arts Theatre website. Now then, huge congratulations to all of Cork's Panto team.